That pathetic pop is a plastic 3D printed gun being fired by experts at the National Ballistics Intelligence Service. The guns were being fired remotely by Tony Gallagher from a position of safety behind a giant shatterproof screen.
We fired 10 of the plastic 3D guns, and on each occasion they have failed, and all of them have failed catastrophically. They're too unpredictable and pose probably the greatest danger to the user rather than to any intended victim or target.
Well, they've just fired the gun and it is shattered into dozens of pieces which are scattered all over the place. There's one piece embedded in the ceiling above me, the spent cartridge is some distance to the right, and the barrel of the gun's completely exploded and is in bits, and it just shows how dangerous these weapons are.
The technology to print the weapon is widely available. The printer you can hear took just half an hour to create the barrel. When it first came on the market, there were many scare stories about the potential for use by criminal gangs. But unless you have access to a much more complex and expensive printer and can get hold of the right ammunition, the plastic printed guns are just too dangerous. Martin Parker is the lead forensic scientist for NABIS.
A criminal at the moment certainly wouldn't be looking at 3D technology to produce them a weapon. I think probably more concern is here. Your sort of enthusiast who's just interested to see whether they could print a weapon and then the dangers that surround that.
3, 2, 1.
The weaponry is already becoming more sophisticated. This is a US-based firm, Solid Concepts, successfully firing a printed metal gun.
3 rounds, .45, Winchester white box.
It took days to print, weeks to finesse and make safe, and would have cost tens of thousands of dollars, which is why Eric Mutchler thinks criminals won't be tempted.
If they've got that kind of money to buy the $600,000 machine and then all the time it takes just to produce one, it's kind of counterintuitive to what their intent would be.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense at the moment, but at the point it became cheaper and easier, that's when it might become a worry, mightn't it?
Right. But nothing's to stop somebody from going and buying a pipe and doing what they want with that from a local Ace Hardware.
Back at NABIS in Birmingham, the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner, Bob Jones, has come to see the testing and be reassured that crime agencies are taking the threat seriously.
If they do get the technology right, there is the risk that this is an easy way to bypass border controls, bring guns into any particular country and actually print them. So it's something we need to be eternally vigilant about and keep a very close eye on technological developments.
In a room nearby, scientists from Manchester Metropolitan University are showing off a portable radar scanner which has been set up to detect the plastic weapons.
And there's been so much interest in the idea that they set up a company which is currently showing the technology to the US Army.
In the next few years, these weapons will become better, which is why other police forces in the Home Office came to see the tests in Birmingham. But for now, anyone who's even tempted to print and fire one is being told not to.